What about the single parent with the adult child at home? What's the dynamic there? How can that work so everyone's glad about the situation?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This whole week, we've been talking about the adult child living at home. There's many reasons why they come back home or they stay home even though they're in college. How do you make the statement of whose house this is? Who is setting the rules? What are the rules? How to enforce them? It's messy business, really.
It is, and it's emotional business. And we're going to talk today primarily about the single mom or the single parent, but it's going to be the same. For mom, this is very, very hard. Even if there's a husband in the home, for mom, this is very hard because she's a nurturer and she's glad to have him home. And she wants to do the laundry and she wants to take care of this and she wants to bless him. And every now and then she feels abused, and every now and then she feels taken advantage of, and every now and then, does my adult child at home know how hard this is? When you add a single parent component, you ramp up the guilt radically. I'm sorry that this has happened to this child, that I'm a single parent to begin with. What did I do wrong? And so you tend to coddle and you tend to do more. And in that doing more, there's a real schism in the respect each of you have for each other. This child needs to see your home, your apartment, whatever it is, it's still your home, your apartment. And let me say, even if the child's paying, as the child should, part of the bill, it's still your home. This is somebody helping and you have the opportunity when the child's paying. I want to thank you for your $200 a month. It's an absolute blessing. I want to thank you that you're doing your own laundry. It's a big help. And I just want to say, it's wonderful having you here right now. Mm. It opens up the door to be able to say that, but we still have to decide the goal. And the goal is to make them be able, whenever they're ready, whenever it's God's plan, to go out the door and develop their own home. There are probably some times when the single mom doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
And she has to check her motives. And there's almost a codependency there where if I can make it so I do everything, that child can't imagine ever wanting to leave home because I'm afraid to be alone.
Mm.
And so we've got to.
It's deep.
Oh, it's deep. And we got to check our motives and check what's the best motive. What will I be glad I did? Because, well, that child all of a sudden one day wake up and realize, wow, you kept me home. You didn't give me a home. You kept me home.
Mm.
And mom, I'm 35 years old and look at it. You kept me home. We don't want to keep them home. We want God's plan to work out here. And so what we have to do is we have to set it up. And I think the single mom, because there's so many emotions in being a single mom, really needs to have somebody to talk to. A coworker, a pastor, ideally another couple or another female. I'm getting ready to do this. I feel so guilty. I heard this guy in the radio say, charge him rent. And wow, first of all, I don't even like his voice, but I heard that. And
but he's my son or she's my daughter.
Oh,
working so hard. She's doing so good.
She's doing so good. So you know what? You give him starting April 1st. And you start, I'm going to treat you like an adult and you're not going to like what I say, but starting April 1st, I've created a scale here. April 1st, you're going to give me $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, I want to sit down and look at your budget because I see that you're not tithing.
Mm.
I want to sit down and look at your budget here. April 1st, $50 a month. And May 1st, $100 a month. And June 1st, $125 a month. And we're going to start ramping this up until you're paying and helping to pay. Well, mom, what are you going to do with the money? Now, what the answer to that needs to be, what I'm going to do with the money is help pay the bills. If all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where you're in good shape, you might want to take 50% of that money and put it into an account. So when the child goes out the door in 2 years, you're handing them a check for $2,500 that they don't know about.
Right.
That they don't know about.
It's key.
It is key because they didn't plan on that. Can I have my money? It's not your money. But I think the deal is to not get the money from them. The deal is to not let guilt rule, let intentional parenting rule. This is an adult child, but they're still at home. And so I don't want to keep coddling them and picking up after them and doing their laundry. And I want to work out a system where we all have a mutual respect here and no one's taking advantage. And in some situations, they're in the single parent home and no one's going to like hearing this. We're both developing a dysfunctional system. We're taking advantage of each other. I feel less guilty because my child's here and look how wonderful I am. they're here and I'm supplying this for them. And yet I also feel a little angry that they're taking advantage of me. And the child is feeling totally disrespected because they're starting to hear innuendos after all I do for you and you did that and all these things here. And there's not a mutual respect. And what's going to happen is there's going to be this subconscious anger floating around rather than an adult friendship that eventually develops because the system's in play. When the system's in play, you can have lots of fun. When there are boundary lines on the playing field, parent and child can jump into the playing field of life and enjoy themselves. Mm. When one is taking advantage of the other, it doesn't work. And so it's a time to sit down and say, let's work out a system that actually works here. And that means you carrying a little more weight. And we're going to graduate that weight. As you get more and more responsible, we'll graduate the weight. I'm going to give you the amount of time to prepare for that. Well, Mom, I just bought a whatever, you know, a plasma screen and this, and I have payments. And you know, honey, I think that's probably how we got here. Mm-hmm. I've never had a plasma screen and I'm paying these bills and you're not quite sure knowing what to do with your money. And your bedroom has more things than the entire apartment has right. in it. And you know, I don't begrudge you your car. It's a very nice car. In fact, as I think about it, I've never had a car like that. Again, I don't begrudge you your car. I'm just concerned that you don't know what to do with you. Oh, I do. Well, we're done. And starting April 1st, $50 a month. May 1st, $100. I've written it all down here for you. And then the parent has to decide, what do you do when they don't make the payment?
That's the other aspect.
Well, you have to decide how severe is it going to be. I mean, do you evict them? And I'm not sure many are able to do that. I think my dad evicted my brother. I'm not sure. My dad didn't need the money. I don't know how that whole thing worked out. But he was being...
Because it's not just about the money.
It's not about the money at all. It's never about the money, really. It's all about training responsibility. Training them up in the way they should go. Training them up in the way they should
Even when they're adults?
Yes, because they're still home. And so what I'm doing sometimes when they're home is I'm enabling them down in the way they shouldn't go.
What happens if they moved out for a while? Now they're back in.
Which is not unusual. Well, when they move back in, we want to get back to Monday. Why are they back in? Mm-hmm. Are they back in because they're taking advantage of an opportunity, as they should, to spend some time at home to save the money to go buy a house? I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. As long as dad, I think this is a real important statement for the mayor of that little town, to say the vice mayor here is my wife. Mm-hmm. You are not a vice mayor in this house. She will be treated with respect and she's making meals for a lot more people. And so we all do the dishes. Finding a system or something that elevates mom rather than being, mom can quickly become the lowest person on the sociological totem pole here at the house. She picks up after, she does the laundry, and all of a sudden a married couple's moved back in and she's doing the laundry for this daughter-in-law or whatever it is. That can't ever happen. Mm-hmm. This is mom's castle. This is mom's office. And so even if
there's just those moms, though, that are willing to do it all and they do it with joy and they love it.
Do it with joy and sometimes enabling and not realizing it. And they do it denigrating their daughter-in-law and they don't realize it. And so find a system. There's no set system. And the system has to be handled by the mayor of the house. And dad has to reach the point where he realizes, I know you don't realize that that was an insult to mom, that you just got up and left the table like that. She made the meal. It's not about the dishes. I'm okay. Oh, I'm okay. I'll get the dishes. No, that's my wife. And son, you're going to be married one day. Or son, you already are married. And your kids, you don't want your kids treating the love of your life like that. It's just disrespectful. It might be cultural, but it is disrespectful. It gives the wrong message for the training on into the future. Mm-hmm. And so we have to set the playing field right here. We cannot have a prima donna return home. America's Idol cannot come back to our house. It has to work and it has to fit into our house and our home. So we've got to decide how this works. Again, a staff meeting and in the single parent household where there's so much guilt. And
you've got to work through the guilt.
Oh, you've got to work through the guilt. And that might mean another person to come alongside and say, you let her do this and you let her stay out all nights and look at what she's driving and look at what she's buying and look at the jewelry and look at the clothing and look at your lifestyle. When is it for you? You need to build a team. I have seen in my life, when you build a team really through sacrifice, when everybody's sacrificing for the sake of the whole. In this economy here at Sheridan House, when the Sheridan House staff was called to sacrifice and went on every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, everybody put on their jeans and we cleaned this building for 6 months. Got rid of the cleaning crew and re-cleaned the building. And it was very interesting watching 12 people change their jeans, initially in shock with all their degrees and realizing everybody has a place. And Bobby Barnes had the two men's rooms and we're cleaning the building. And all of a sudden it became a funny thing Mondays from 4 to 6 and a laughing thing, and they'd all be in the men's room pointing places I didn't clean.
Right.
Women in the men's room that I'm cleaning thinking it's funny to walk in there. But we built a team like we've never had here because we gave to do it. You build a team called family when you sacrifice for the rest of the family and sacrifice for the good of the group rather than kind of enable each other to be these independent little units that take from the group rather than give to the group.
And that's where boundaries are so necessary. Where do you draw the line? What's possible? What's not passable? And you have to say it. You have to verbalize certain things or else it'll be assumed. And sometimes the assumptions then can be used for or against themselves.
Well, that's where Latins are excellent. They can say it. That's where Germans are good. They think it. They just don't say it. And sometimes Latins say it before they think it.
Well, they say the guilt. They say the guilt.
They're all like done. So if you could be multi-ethnic in the home and be German and Latin.
Then it's just a mess.
And no. That's the perfect. You think through what's the solution here, what's right and wrong. And then where the Germans don't get it out of their mouth, they just fester inside. And
the Latino will scream it out.
Yes. So then you sit down at the table. And it all has to start with mom and dad if it's not a single parent home. And if it's a single parent home, it all has to start with mom has this son that she's so glad to have home. She needs to train that son. I am the mom. This is my apartment. Mom, single parent mom, has this daughter she has home and she loves the companionship, but I am training you to be a responsible wife for someone one day. We've got to think through it. If it's the two parent home, mom and dad have to decide, though that arrangement of me as your wife serving you as the husband has worked for us, it's not going to continue working out there. They have to see us that we are one flesh functioning together. They're the children. They have to learn to respect their mom. We have to put a plan together, but we've got to talk through this. Mm-hmm. It starts with think through this because we create and perpetuate dysfunction that doesn't train them up in the way they should go. It holds them back.
It's just hard though, because you have to change too. And you have to change as a mom. You have to change as a dad. Maybe you've done things already. Your child is 20. They're still in the house for 20 years. You've been doing the same thing for your child. And now you're thinking, man, this is not working.
Adult child. Right. Adult child. That's what we want. Adult child in the home. The only reason we're having this conversation is because it's somewhat unusual to have the adult child in the home. And it's not going to be an adult child, I don't think, in the home forever. And so we're training them up in the way they should go.
So in the way they should leave.
Well, one day they're going to leave, should leave, and you've already expressed in your community it's not. And that's awesome because your community can teach us so much about family and the richness, but I still don't want to perpetuate dependence. Mm-hmm. I want to help my child understand we love you and that's why you're here, but we love you and that's why we have boundaries. I love you and that's why we're ecstatic we're all in the same building, but I love you and that's why you got to carry your weight in this building. Mm-hmm. I love you and that's why I've probably let you somewhat use your mom, but I love you and I love your mom. She's me. We are one flesh, husband and wife, and that's not going to happen anymore, son. So that I want to raise you up so that a woman gets you as her husband and says, wow, I have never seen a husband be such a servant leader. I want to follow him anywhere he goes. Mm-hmm. I can't use the excuse, this is the way it's always been. You know, Ruthie, for 20 years I've eaten hamburgers. I have to stop. For 20 years, I was so glad when Fuddruckers built something down the street from my house.
Boy.
I have to stop. For 20 years, I can't say this is the way I've always been. That's totally unacceptable. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. And so, and just to say, because this is what works in our Latin community, well, you know what? I can't conform to the pattern of this culture. I'm a citizen of heaven. I've got to conform to that culture. Lord Jesus, how would you have us do family? Bob, I would have you train them up in the way they should go so that when they go out the door, they will not depart from it. Because son, I know the plans I have for them and their plans to bless them. I wove them together in their mother's womb, not to be any ethnic group. I wove them together in their mother's womb to be citizens of heaven and to be used for the thing I watched over them, it says in Psalm 139, as they were being woven. I have a purpose for your child.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. We're on the topic, the adult child living at home, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our last segment on this topic. If you want to find more resources on parenting, we encourage you to go to Sheridan House Family Ministries website, where you'll find a lot of stuff there, including information about Dr. Bob Barnes and all the other things that happen at Sheridan House Family Ministries. That's shfm.org. That's the website, shfm.org. If you want to hear this broadcast again and read the corresponding blog, you can find that online at parentingtoday.org. It's updated every day, and you can share it with a friend or a fellow parent, parentingtoday.org.